A Lenten devotional for Tuesday, April 16th, 2019, by the Reverend Joshua Fisher, Church Planting and Revitalization Certificate and MDiv 2014, Pastor, Homestead United Presbyterian Church and Lincoln Place Presbyterian Church, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The scripture reading for the day is Jeremiah 15, verses 10 through 21. In this passage of scripture, we look into the window of Jeremiah's heart and see the suffering that is defining his life. Like a sharp stomach cramp, the suffering of Jeremiah demands our attention as he begins his lament by saying, "Woe is me, my mother, that you ever bore me." And as, crippled with rejection, he cries, "All of them curse me." Yet God reminds Jeremiah that rejection, curses, and suffering will not have the last word. God has intervened for the good. In this season of Lent, we are preparing ourselves to remember God's intervention for our good. Throughout the history of the Church, many Christians have prepared themselves through the ancient practices of fasting and repentance, among others. But to many of us, those particular practices can be intrusive. Perhaps what is most intrusive about fasting and repentance is their invitation to be attentive to and honest about the pain of our own hearts. It takes great courage to open our places of pain before the Lord, and in Lent we are invited to do just that. Like Jeremiah experienced with God, we are invited to sit down at the table with the true suffering servant, Jesus, who offers us the bread and cup of healing. For the deepest wounds can never be healed with bandages, as Jeremiah knew well. They can, however, rest safely entrusted in the scar-bearing hands of the one who knows our suffering, the one who says, "I am with you to save you and deliver you." Let us pray. Loving Lord, you know the many wellsprings of each of our hearts, the springs of joy and hope, the springs of grace and mercy, the springs of life. You also know the deep wells of pain that we would much rather ignore than address. In this season of Lent, please be gentle with us. At the same time, do not let our fear hold us in bondage any longer. Please give us the courage, trust, and grace to open the wounds you desire to heal and to be patient when healing comes slowly. May you make your church a bronze wall that will not be moved. To the glory of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forevermore. Amen.